300,000 people are expected to line the River Thames in London tomorrow, with millions more watching on TV. The reason? The 158th annual Oxford-Cambridge boat race. Vicky Barker reports on what has become a British institution.
Unloading kegs and kegs of beer. Richmond Hughes manages the Ship Pub in Hammersmith, a prime viewing position for the race. Hughes expects 5,000 people to jam his riverside garden tomorrow to watch the men from Oxford and Cambridge universities compete.
We're hiring some vans. We've got the portable toilets over there ready. We're going to get a big marquee, basically. So we're going to have an outside bar and then like barbecues. So it's going to be a big event.
There are other events on the British rowing calendar. The Royal Henley Regatta begins next month. Picture champagne and strawberries among the willows, boater hats, linen dresses, old school ties, the English class system alive and kicking. But mention the boat race and everyone from every walk of life here will know what you mean. And just about everyone will have a favorite. Dan Gregory runs one of London's most ancient riverside pubs, The Dove.
It's amazing that people who have never been to Oxford or Cambridge or don't even have friends who still root for one side or the other. Who knows what the history is behind it?
The two teams of eight rowers run with an incoming spring tide. The rough and tumble waters of the tidal Thames add a dimension of danger. It's harder than it looks, keeping those arrow-thin craft upright. Dozens of rowing clubs line the Thames. Liz Stoyle and Ingrid Bystrom are with the Furnival Sculling Club, founded in 1896 for working-class women.
It can be quite choppy, particularly when the launches go by.
We're constantly trying to get the boat balanced, so that's why it becomes a bit tricky rowing out here compared to non-tidal water.
They'll watch with a practiced eye as the oarsmen compete on the sinuous 4.25-mile course. For rowers, the boat race isn't just about speed and brawn. It's usually won or lost on strategy. Who best comes out of each bend to dominate the so-called racing line, that vector where the water is deepest and calmest. Steve Albrecht coaches the Furnival rowers.
Some boat races, it's over in the first 2 minutes. Although the race is, 18 minutes long, there's a moment in the race when it's lost, when one crew just gets an advantage and gets maybe a length or so lead.
Low tide on the Thames. The women of the Furnival Sculling Club carry their boats to the water's edge for another training session. A following tide of a different sort is carrying the boat race forward. Beginning in 2015, it will expand to include a women's event too. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.